from Minnesota Public Radio News, I'm Phil Picardi. More than 100 people filled St. Anthony's City Council meeting last night, saying the city has not done enough to combat racial bias in its police department. Several people called on Mayor Jerry Faust to resign, saying under his watch, the city has been subjected to two investigations by the Department of Justice. Those investigations stemmed from a council decision to reject a proposal to build an Islamic community center in the Minneapolis suburb and the fatal shooting of Philando Castile by St. Anthony police officer Geronimo Yanez. Sandy Sherman read a statement from St. Anthony Villagers for Community Action.
It is time for Mayor Faust to resign so that St. Anthony can heal itself and find real solutions to the challenges we face.
Faust did not respond to the calls for his resignation. The top Minnesota lawmaker says there is still urgency to resolve the legislature's lawsuit against Governor Mark Dayton over House and Senate funding. Brian Bax reports.
Senate Majority Leader Paul Gazelka says a judicial order assuring the legislature of funding for up to three more months isn't reason to relax. In fact, the Nisswa Republican has now imposed a hiring freeze as of July 1st. That's because long-term legislative funding remains in doubt due to a veto from Governor Dayton in May. Lawmakers are suing in hopes of invalidating the veto in a case that it could eventually reach the state Supreme Court. On Monday, a Ramsey County judge approved an agreement for the Dayton administration to continue House and Senate spending at current levels until October, unless the case is decided sooner. Dayton and the legislature wanted that to prevent layoffs or other repercussions during the legal proceedings. Brian Baxt, Minnesota Public Radio News at the Capitol.
Metropolitan Council Chair Adam Dunick is stepping down from his post to take a new job as Director of Government Affairs for the North Central States Regional Council of Carpenters, a union that represents 26,000 members. Dunick says leaving the Met Council after 2.5 years was a hard decision.
The time at the Metropolitan Council has been the most rewarding career opportunity I've ever been given, and I feel like we've accomplished so much here. So it was a hard decision in terms of timing, but in terms of when opportunities present themselves, I don't always have a say over that. And so this one presented itself, and I'm really excited about that.
Governor Dayton has appointed State Rail Director Aline Churimoff to replace Dunick as Met Council Chair. In sports, the Twins were beaten by the Boston Red Sox last night 9-2. Mostly cloudy skies expected across the region today. Periods of showers and thunderstorms. High temperatures in the 60s northeast to low 80s in the southwest. Right now in Winona with light rain, the temperature is 61 degrees. In Fargo-Moorhead, it's cloudy and 66. Duluth reporting cloudy skies and 57 degrees. Here in the Twin Cities, rain and 63. This is NPR News. It's 6:07.